You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Now for another piece on homelessness in Aotearoa. Last Friday, the UN's special rapporteur, Lilane Faha, met with a group of Māori leaders in the sector who have a diverse needs and aspirations for housing. They had a specific focus on sharing critical insight, experiences and challenges for Māori in achieving adequate housing. The UN Special Rapporteur is an independent expert appointed by the UN's Human Rights Council who examines and reports on a country, situation or a specific human rights issue. Lilane Faha is visiting New Zealand for 9 days from the 10th until the 19th of February to assess developments in housing in Aotearoa as well as challenges and gaps in the protection and promotion of the rights to adequate housing. Our news director, Lillian Hanley, got in touch with Jacqueline Poole, a spokesperson and assistant researcher for Ngā Wai a Te Tui, who are in hui with Lilane. Here is Lillian talking with Jacqueline.
Just to, I guess, start on, the UN Special Rapporteur. So first of all, can you tell us why they were here?
So, Lilane Faha, the UN Special Rapporteur on the rights to adequate housing, is currently in New Zealand, visiting across the country, meeting with organisations and advocates and those with interests in housing, trying to do an assessment on the current conditions within New Zealand. So she's currently doing that at the moment and will develop a report in due course.
And what, how did the hui with you guys specifically come about?
Yeah, it was a great session. There was about maybe 20 of us within that hui, meeting with both herself and Gunnar, who was also touring the country with her, really with a focus on Māori housing outcomes.
And what were you hoping to get out of the hui?
I guess specifically for that hui, my main kaupapa or purpose going into this meeting was really trying to highlight and recognise the issue around youth homelessness within this country. Majority of our homeless population are under 25, so the 50%, and under a quarter of those are under 15, so children. So really trying to recognise children's rights and human rights within that space, especially when they're not, at the table or really kind of highlighted in the everyday conversation, so bringing that to the forefront, which was really great for us to share. And she had a great interest in terms of the acute kind of conditions here in New Zealand, so hoping that would bring more attention to that issue, especially with the lack of investment and, funding to kind of support that. Following the, recent announcement for the Homelessness Action Plan that came out, we personally had been trying to advocate for a certain provision within that plan to address youth homelessness, but that was excluded from the National Action Plan, so hoping that it would be kind of integrated within this report.
Whoa! So, what was the specific thing that you guys were trying to get in there?
Really, just a provision to address youth homelessness, and that we've still got children and young people within this country who don't have adequate housing and are living in poor conditions. So, really, just bringing that to the table and thinking about, if we think about this intergenerational notion that they're included within these conversations. It's really a lot of work to push, but really needed, especially when there are a lot of young people within the sector being turned away because not enough beds in this country. I think there's maybe 110, some have 70. So there's, there's services out there turning away young people who are having to go back into terrible conditions where there might be domestic violence, back on the street, who aren't safe. So really, really important for us to push that during this hui.
This might be just my ignorance or not sort of knowing, but you don't really hear about there being, young people that are on the streets or looking for safe and adequate housing, I suppose. So you mentioned some of the issues which kind of cause people to be on the streets in that sense. What could you talk a bit more about that and perhaps what issues they face once they are on the streets?
In New Zealand or Aotearoa specifically, it's what we call hidden homelessness, and it's not always visible on the streets. They tend to shy away from exposed areas, which is hard for us to kind of notice. you do see some, I guess, interviews that come out in the media slightly where youth have been in those conditions, but it's really not captured. There's a lot of, there's a lack of evidence and data that demonstrates that. So we're really, trying to do the groundwork here and share with people to understand the scale of this issue and why it's so important to address.
Could you speak a bit about, as well, given Ngā Waea Te Tui being a Māori research institute, could you speak a bit about the issues facing Māori and Pacifica in terms of housing?
Yeah, I guess trying to be really strategic in terms of around seeking political will within the sphere. We know that majority of those who are homeless make up of Māori and Pacifica, and then we see on the other end of the spectrum that home ownership rates are declining, and so seeing that disconnect where there's a lack of investment and funding to deliver Māori housing, and especially within existing housing policy, there's no kind of provision for Māori. So, there's a team of us just within Ngā Waea Te Tui trying to tackle it on all angles and really work in collaborative partnership with other people within the sector trying to address the need for housing for Māori. So it's a long way to go, but really, for us, this was really important hui to kind of bring that in terms of leveraging this report, which will allow for New Zealand to understand the conditions and the dire need for addressing housing for Māori. Which I guess, on another kind of spectrum around this notion of affordability, that tends to be measured with everyone else, where, for example, a household income in Tāmaki or Auckland is around 100,000K compared to, for Māori, it's about half of that. So it's a huge, disparity in terms of wealth gap for us and neglect of policy.
And finally, in terms of, this might be a UN or a government question, but this report will get international attention, I suppose. Do you hope that, what will come of it in terms of what the government will have to kind of do to respond to it?
Yeah, I think we're trying to leverage all avenues that we can for around accountability for both government and those across the sector to address the need specifically for Māori, whether it's targeted funding to address housing Māori, whether it's both on general or Māori land, so that it trickles down, because we're trying to not just do international but local staff, central government staff, from grassroots staff, so that it really is a bottom-up approach. So as many spaces that we can highlight the need to really respond to the need of housing Māori, we're going to try to do all we can. Otherwise, we're going to continue to see whānau struggle, in poverty, where they don't have a roof over their head, where they're not warm at night. And majority of us for Māori will stay in the, in the renters kind of pipeline, and it won't be us who will be able to own a home one day. That dream is kind of gone. So if we can start doing all these shifts across the board, across the spectrum, so that we are thinking about this intergenerational living or the future of, our tamariki and their mokopuna, that they're going to have a secure future and we'll have a safe and affordable home. But right now, that's not the reality for some.
Kia ora. Okay. Is there anything else you want to add?
No, but it's a lot of work.
There's a lot of work to be done, yes.
Yeah, a lot of work. We always talk about so much effort just trying to fight for your human right, to have a roof, to be warm, to eat someday. So it's really grounding that in terms of whānau Māori who don't, who don't have these simple and basic needs in life. So we're going to keep trying to push and advocate for that.
It's fucked.
Yeah, it is.
The Wire. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.